Reporter's Notebook.
This is Andrew Cohn. President Trump's sudden decision to exclude transgender personnel from the military almost certainly will be struck down by the federal courts, despite a president's vast constitutional authority as commander-in-chief. That title, that authority, doesn't give him the power to discriminate, and there is nothing we know today about the transgender ban that suggests it is based on anything more than bias. The president's claim that permitting transgender people to stay in the service is too expensive already has been exposed as a lie. The Pentagon evidently spends far more today on erection medicine than it does on transgender health care. Also already exposed is the pernicious suggestion that transgender soldiers aren't as effective or as patriotic as other soldiers. What's left of the president's justification that the move will help Republican candidates in the 2018 midterm is an argument judges simply won't buy. The commander-in-chief is not above the Constitution, and discrimination is discrimination, even in a uniform. Andrew Cohn, CBS News.